Circus, I'm Will Payne.
And I'm Barry Diamond. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Man, the defending champ in Sprint Cup. That feels pretty good, doesn't it? I mean, come in and you come into the next track with a title under your belt. Talladega, congratulations, Jamie McMurray.
Yeah, that was really exciting last weekend. I have led Talladega on the last lap, like going into turn three and finished like 30th, it felt like, because they just, you know, fly by you. So when we had the green white checkered last week, I just, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. And then when I saw in my mirror, I saw the car start wrecking, and I honestly, the first thing I thought of, I thought, oh, I can't believe they're wrecking again. And I thought, oh, this is going to be good for me though, because I'm leading right now. Yeah, and they're going to throw caution. So it worked out really well for me. And that was, it's freaking just crazy exciting.
Talladega, talk a little bit about that before we get into Texas. Is it truly what they say? You just push the gas to the floor and let your hands and eyes do the rest?
Yeah, it's really weird because, you know, like when this race is over, you will be mentally tired, but you'll also be physically tired. This is 500 miles is a long race, and the track is a little more demanding on your body, and it's probably going to be a little hotter here. But Talladega is not physically tiring at all. It's very easy to run wide open. But you know, I spent the last 36 laps or whatever looking in my rearview mirror. And you look at the windshield you look in the rearview mirror for about 8 seconds and you look down for a half a second and then you look back in the rearview mirror for 8 seconds. And you're also, you know, up there and you're trying to figure out which line you want to block and it's just, I don't know, it's just when it's over, honestly, I'll tell you, this is no kidding. Last night was the first night that I went to sleep that I didn't think about it. Like, I didn't, like, run through every, like...
Replay it. Replay it.
Yeah, you just are thinking about, well, what if I had done that? Like, it's weird because normally when you're there, I've never won Talladega. And normally you're like, man, maybe if I hadn't done this, I could have been could have won. And it's weird because the last 4 or 5 nights I've laid in bed, I'm like, boy, what if I had done that? I wouldn't have won. You know what I mean? So I was like, wow. Even if you win, you go through the same
more
scheme.
It's more of a chess match almost. Yeah,
yeah, it is. It's so hard to put yourself in the right position. And for me, I mean, and I have said this in every interview I've done. Matt Kenseth is the majority of the reason that I made it to victory lane, because Matt stuck with me for those last 25 or 30 laps, and unfortunately he ran out of gas. But with Matt being behind me and shoving me, it just made it so much easier.
Now, you talked about a demanding race. I mean, when you're doing 500 miles, especially like at Texas, I mean, you've got to be in good physical condition to run all of these races. I mean, it seems like the NASCAR season continues to get longer and longer, but you've got to be in good health to do that. What do you do to stay in shape to keep going?
Well, I hired a guy named Eldon Baker 3 years ago, and Eldon, anyone who has ever watched a Supercross race and knows who James Stewart is or Ricky Carmichael, Eldon is their trainer, was Ricky's, and he's now James. And I think that motocross guys, well, I know they are, they're in better shape than any other athlete. It's just, it's sick how much training they do and how hard it is to hang on those bikes. So I hired Eldon, and my workouts are not the same as what the motocross guys do, but, you know, he kind of tailored a workout around what we do and to get the muscles strong that you need to be strong, and also, you know, certainly a lot of cardio. So I've been on that program, I think this is my third year of working with him, and it's crazy because when you first start doing that, your body's tired and you're just worn out. And now I genuinely wake up and I can't wait to go up and work out and like start the sweat and all that. So it's made a difference. Although, and I joke around with Tony about this, Tony Stewart still wins a lot of races, and I don't think he's on a treadmill very often, you know.
But he does look exhausted 90% of the time.
He does look worn out, right.
He gets out of that car, he looks exhausted. Talk about Texas Motor Speedway coming here. You've had some good success here at Texas Motor Speedway. I mean, it had not always worked out the way you wanted in the end, but I mean...
had good cars here in the
past.
You've
had great cars, and one or two things happened for you in victory lane.
Right, and this is an exciting weekend for us. My two cup races I won with Roush, even though Crown Royal has sponsored the car, like 75% of the time, the two races that I won were with Irwin.
Right.
And so Crown, after winning last weekend, donated $10,000 to the Century Council. And for those of you that don't know what the Century Council is, it's a charitable organization that is committed to eliminating drunk driving and promoting responsible decision-making as a driver. So,
wonderful.
Everything that I've done with Crown has been about promoting responsible drinking and you know, making sure you have a designated driver to drive you home. And so they donated $10,000 in honor of the win.
Awesome.
And to play on that, if we win this weekend in the Crown Royal car,
right,
they're going to donate $50,000 more to the same organization. So we're racing for a lot this weekend, and this is a huge market for Crown Royal. There is a lot of Crown Royal drinkers in the state of Texas.
I think some of them are in the infield too.
Right.
Well, we were talking to the media rep, and it was like, okay, we'll be happy to do that. We'll be happy to sample as well.
Right.